devil trying to block me, trying to stop me, but no, no.
Let's start
trying
there.
To steal my blessing, but God said, oh, no, no.
No, no.
I'm going to send some angels to help my remnant.
Remnant.
They're going to see my goodness in the end time like never before. Devil, do you really think
that flowed.
You can stop them? You can block them, devil. Do you really think you can stop them or block them, devil? Do you really think you can stop them or block them, devil? By the power of the blood, you are defeated.
Oh, wow. You didn't do what I thought I was going to do.
You've been hit by, you've been stuck by the word of God.
Wow. I'm going to sing that every morning.
That's pretty good.
But in the caption it says a smooth hymnal.
Do you ever feel like some churches sing to the devil more than they sing to the Lord?
Whoa.
Well, that's deep.
Well, if it's a devil church.
No, if they're just like, not today, Satan.
Oh, right.
But that's like
tell
all
the devil
of their
no,
songs.
Not today.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. It's pretty good.
Something, I feel like no.
Something to think about.
I feel like that's like the only thing I could think of.
Or they'll be like, the devil can't stop me, you know? But every
I feel like there's
time.
Way more songs that are like.
I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, I just think it's like.
Do Satanists have songs?
Not today.
Satanist songs?
Yeah, like it's like the same, but you just switch the names.
Man.
How great
probably.
Is our devil, right? Is our devil. How great is our devil?
You're a good, good devil. Is that what
bad,
saying?
Bad devil.
Bad, bad devil. You're a bad, bad devil.
How about amazing racist?
Hmm.
No,
that's just the first thing. I was just flying.
I think that's a different church.
I'm sorry. I just made some brownies. Heather like walked. She's like, 30 minutes from going to a party. She's like, could you make me some of these brownie things I saw on Instagram?
Kind of brownies.
So it's
they?
Like, well, it's like you make them brownies, but yeah, they're but you make them into pine cones, like. You form the brownie into a ball, and then I'm in this project all of a sudden. It's like I'm putting these slivered almonds in the side to make it look like a pine cones thing, and then you melt chocolate and you pour it over those.
That's
you
a lot to ask somebody to
it's
do.
Like, that's a 4-hour.
That's a lot to ask somebody to do.
On a whim?
On a whim.
Just on a whim.
You describe, I can't even understand what it looks like described.
Did that make sense?
Does it look like a pine cone?
Do you have an example? Do you
like,
have one?
You know, they're in the freezer.
Levi?
On the top, they're, you'll see them. But it's you make it like, what is that shape? It looks like a sugar plum shape where it kind of goes up
like
around.
Like a circle?
Like, it's like a smooth hymnal. It's
okay.
Like a smooth, it's like a ball.
Like the shape of a pine cone.
It's like almost
oval.
Like a ball and oval. A triangle put together.
So like
oval.
A
like
pine
a football.
Shape?
Like a turnip.
Like half a foot, like a half a football.
Oh, like a turnip.
Yeah, like a turnip.
So like a pine cone shape, one could say.
Anyway.
Hold on, how much time did you have to make these?
20 minutes.
So mom just came in and
well,
she said.
Well, she didn't know. She was like.
These make me really uncomfortable. I'm
no, no, hold, touch
I'm really
one.
Uncomfy.
Touch one.
I can't look at them.
Oh, what?
I'm going to throw so, up.
No, no, touch them.
You're going to throw
I'm sorry,
up?
Sorry, I can't do things like that.
You see,
it's
like,
not like.
So you put these almonds like that, right?
Yeah.
So it looks kind of like a pine cone, and then you pour you do melted chocolate over it, and it hardens, and then you put powdered sugar on them.
What are all the other
I
ones?
I think that would hurt to eat.
Well, the other ones are just I just like I'll try. I'm not going to do any more of these. That took me like you know, a long like 10 minutes per ball.
Wait, they were in the freezer?
Yeah.
So mom came in and was pretty much like, can you make a masterpiece for me in 20 minutes?
So the almonds are all frozen. How are you going to eat that?
Can I see?
Just going to stab your mouth.
This is impressive.
It is kind of cool.
I hate them, but I like them.
Ooh, they really make me
angry. They look like pine cones. And if you did this.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It'd be a whole pine cone.
It'd be a whole pine cone.
It's a whole pine cone.
It's a whole pine cone.
And
whole
then you
pine
just
cone.
Mix the almonds in these?
Yeah, then I had some pecans I did, which just looked like big old deer turds.
So wait.
And then the other ones have macadamia nuts in them.
Are these are the rejects? Or these
no,
are
that,
them?
That's it. That's the first string. And
what'd you bring, Tim?
Here you go. But anyway, yeah. So they look cool on Instagram.
Do they need to go back in freezer?
Huh?
Then they go back.
You can just send them over there. I don't know what I'm gonna do with them.
Just dump them.
The dogs will
just dump
them.
Yeah, but
wow,
that's impressive.
But I don't know. But I ate. You know, like where you're eating, while you cook and stuff. Because I've been eating like pretty good, kind of a semi-fast the last 3 days. Then I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ate some rice, so now my head's really hot.
Ate some rice.
Huh?
Brownies. He ate brownies.
Oh, brownies.
Just you know the edge part.
So is the inner part a real brownie or what's inside?
Yeah, that's brownie. Okay. It's real brownie.
So you like baked brownies and like balled them up.
Yeah, you bake them where they're not totally done, where they're a little soft, so you can kind of fudgy. Yeah.
Okay. Like a cake pop.
Yeah.
A brownie.
So
pine cone.
So I did my best.
Wow.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Probably tastes good. It's fine.
But yeah. So it's like we haven't been together. It feels like we haven't done a show in a while.
We have not.
Lots gone down. We had a family trip.
We did. We did have a family trip.
Went to the Great Branson, Missouri.
Yes.
And saw Esther at Sight and Sound, which, Levi, that was your first time seeing.
That was insane.
Right? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that was probably the coolest theater I've ever been to.
Right.
Like, yeah. For sure. I don't know.
Wow.
It was
big, and there was a lot of moving things.
It was very cool.
Very nice. And I was spotted, of course, because
Branson.
I guess I'm famous in
Branson.
Turns
out Tim is famous.
So famous in Branson, it's actually stupid.
You would think Kevin Hart's walking down the street, or like The Rock.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
It's legit.
Yeah.
No, everywhere we went.
It's that level. It was
everywhere.
It was 50%. Every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We went to a donut shop.
Yes.
And like four people knew him. And
everyone that walked in knew who he was. Yeah. It was like, where are we?
We were across the street from like Paula Deen's restaurant.
Yeah, where we belong.
I don't know. But when we went to the Sight and Sound Theater, someone found out that Tim was there randomly. It was random, right? Yeah. And they were like, come backstage. We're going to give you a tour.
Mr. Hawkins. It was intermission, so I'm walking and getting my pretzels. I'm getting my cheese pretzel. And a couple other things. Yeah, and the guy with the headset on just kind of, hey, how you doing? He just kind of this close to me. And, we want to give you a tour of the place. No hi, Tim, or whatever. Just, hey, we want to give you a tour. And I said, I got some people with me. I got my family. How many? About 10. He's like, fine. So. That's pretty cool.
It was cool.
Yeah, but we go backstage after the show, and we're like, okay, we're going to meet the cast. No, the cast is lined up to meet Tim.
Yeah, yeah.
The cast is lined up to meet
Tim. It was very strange to, like, you watch this production, and everyone's amazing, and you're like, this is amazing. And then you meet them, but they're, like, more excited about you. Like, they were, like, asking us questions, like, what's it like?
Being a celebrity son?
I'm like, you're literally, you were just a star on the stage, and you're asking me.
To put
like,
in perspective, the Sight and Sound Theater, it's in Branson, Missouri, and, you know, you think, like, Branson show, it's not that. The caliber is amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, I've seen Family Opera, I've seen Hamilton.
On Broadway.
All that stuff. This stuff tops it.
For sure.
They build the stage and have it set for a year. And so, like, it's a 2,000 seater, something like that.
Yeah, it's 2,000.
And the set is built all the way up the walls.
The sidewalls are all the set.
It's all a city. And so while there's, like, this main story going on where Esther's talking to the king, whatever, there's people living their lives in a town that they built inside of a theater. There's animatronic elephants with a little baby animatronic elephant.
Right.
It's insane. And the production quality is unreal. People are coming in and out of the ground. These castles are moving and shifting, and it's insane.
Yeah, and they move the sets move by, was it GPS?
Yeah. Yep.
They move by, they don't have people pushing them. It's
GPS wild.
You also go back there and they were like giving us a tour. I don't think anyone's in charge. I think it's just like, there's not like a boss. Like everyone was just like, we all do this. Who invented it? I don't know. We all built it.
We're like, who wrote it? We wrote it. Who did the song? We did the song.
Yeah. Though they were saying, I didn't even think about this, but the actors were the one breaking down everything. They're telling us like all the logistics, what's going on.
They were the actors.
And these like are the people who are doing the show. Like they're post show, full makeup still.
Yeah.
Like full makeup, regular clothes. They're like, this is how everything in this entire place works and exactly how it works.
Yeah. It was cool.
And there's four, like Esther, there's four Esters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what string was the Esther that
fourth.
Night? It was fourth string Esther, which was amazing. And And they'll just play different parts also.
Yeah.
One night, one guy will be the rabbi over here, and the next night he's the
Mordecai or whatever.
He's Mordecai, and the next night he's the one of the guards or whatever.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's really cool.
But highly recommend it. And it was top notch.
We go backstage, and Tim's legitimately a celebrity. Like, people are lining up to take photos with him. Took half an hour just to get photos. It was 30 people, 50 people trying to get photos. And then Tim goes on the stage, and he just starts walking around. And these guys get their phones out, 50 people, and they're videoing him. And you're just doing these bits, and all your bit was just walking.
No,
yeah. I could have done it for just 3 hours.
You did the same walking bit. You go, here's my impression of, I think, Xerxes walking through the thing. And you did it 4 times, and the laughs got bigger time.
Well, because I loved it. Well, it's that move they do after they finish a song, and they're right in the middle, and they kind of look like that, and they turn away, and they walk off.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And it's just the coolest. That's my favorite part of the shows.
Which is funny, but it's like you just do that all the time. So, like, when you do that, we're like, okay. But then when you did it for them, they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Best day of their lives. It was so cute.
Yeah. See, you guys don't really appreciate.
Yeah, I mean,
they're professionals. So
these people probably kill to be us. We just take it for granted.
And then, I didn't even know this because we went to Silver Dollar City, which we could talk about Silver Dollar City, which is magical. Yeah. I thought it was magical.
Amazing.
It's a special.
Yeah. Did you see me
that place?
I've never seen Luke like so excited to be anywhere.
Here's the thing with Silver Dollar is it's the thing that you always remember in your childhood as being amazing.
Yeah.
And then it's still amazing when you're an adult.
That's good.
And that felt good.
It's like Disney.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how Christmas loses its magic sometimes over the years?
Yeah.
It didn't. It got better because as I became an adult, they also have cool adult things like really good bakeries and then like folk music.
And now you have money. So you can just buy stuff that you wanted as a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I went to Silver Dollar City once. And I was really young, and the only thing I remember was a go-kart thing that wasn't even Silver Dollar City. It was just, and I remember mine broke down. And then I remember getting a little plastic baseball and then going on the tram back to the car. And I'm like, Silver Dollar City kind of sucks. And then I came back, and it was probably one of the best. That was not a good story.
You didn't go to Silver Dollar City. You just said that.
What is he talking? No, I know, but that's the only memory I had of Silver Dollar City was not going to Silver Dollar City.
Yeah.
And then just not making
any sense.
You have a fake memory.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. But yeah, it was great. And because like Six Flags to me, it's a little depressing because when I was a kid, it was magical. And now I'm like, there's nothing. Horrible. I think that's one of the most depressing things to me is a theme park that's kind of gone downhill.
Yeah, it is sad.
Or one that's out of commission.
It's like a Kmart.
Yeah. Well, it's like the Chesterfield Mall. Like this mall was like the life of the party. Everyone was always there on the weekends, and now it's completely deserted. And they stuck just like random pickleball courts and racket. No, what's the thing?
Badminton
courts in there, and that's all that's in there.
Yeah, it's like a third world.
It's like a
mall now.
You walk in there, it smells like Indian food, and it's dark.
There's like a river filled with trash and plastic.
They should turn it into like a paintball course.
A bunch of rats and cows.
They could turn it into something cool, but it's really sad.
And
but
the
anyways.
The parking lots are usually like cracked and they got weeds growing through the.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lady that gets plastic. Used to be like a pretty lady, and then she keeps getting plastic surgery, and it keeps looking worse.
Right. But like Madonna is the Chesterfield Mall of pop singers right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
She's
got weeds growing through her face.
Yeah.
Cracks.
People playing pickleball on her head.
Smells like Indian food.
She smells like Indian. She's got curry coming through her pores.
Like a
shame.
An abandoned building, like the thing that goes in after something that has been there, it's been cool, is like a sky zone or like a jump park. It's like, oh, there used to be a Kmart there. What are we going to put there?
Yeah.
A jump park or something. Right?
Yeah. Trampoline park.
Let's say Pizza Huts. I mean, you know, it was a Pizza Hut by the building.
Yeah.
And now it's like a dentist office or something. Or
right.
Something stupid like that. I got to go to the dentist.
But anyways, back to Branson and how amazing it is.
Yeah, it was wonderful. My favorite thing was going to the Pickers.
Homestead Pickers.
I was gonna say
that was my favorite.
Oh, we found Levi's dream wife. So if you're out there,
yeah,
I also knew who
listen,
I was.
I'm very good at usually finding people on the internet. I can't find this woman anywhere
because she's a homestead.
Because she doesn't have a phone.
She does not have social media.
She has a violin or fiddle rather, and a guitar, and a great bread recipe.
Okay, if anyone knows this woman, this girl, shut up.
If tell me I'm wrong. Girl,
she's part of the Homestead Pickers in Branson, Missouri. And she's probably 20, maybe 21.
Or 30.
Could
or
be 30.
35.
That's true. Could be 12.
She could have kids.
She could be 12. She could be 32. I don't know.
That's true. I didn't
really
think about
don't know.
That.
Yeah.
She could already be married, but if she's not, we got a perfectly good bachelor right over
great
here.
Great bachelor. Oh.
Who would love, we would love to have you in our family.
I love it.
Man, I listened to Homestead Pickers growing up. We'd go there. My dad would be like, you guys got to listen. That actually like sparked my love for music was the Homestead Pickers.
That's pretty cute.
I know.
So we should tell the audience what Homestead Pickers was. It's just a small little kind of a log house thing.
Yeah.
And there's just chairs set up like you're in somebody's living
room.
It's
like the size of this room.
Yeah. And they're just in the corner and there's these old dudes with mandolins and fiddles and basses and this girl that plays the fiddle and she played something. They all play like multiple instruments.
Yeah,
everything.
And they just crank out a 30-minute, 45-minute show with these cool songs and That was like,
it was really cute.
I was in heaven.
Yeah,
it was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was so fun. It was just like they're just chatting with each other mid song.
Oh,
like
and
jokes.
I told the guy right. I went because I was looking for a mandolin, so I go up talk to the guy who plays mandolin. I asked him about it, so he goes, "Wait, I'll be right back." So he goes in the background. He comes out with this sheet of paper, with written out like basic chords.
No
that
way.
You play the mandolin for me, and he tells me all this stuff.
That's
and
so cute.
So nice.
It was just adorable.
Yeah.
And then there was like some random kid in the audience, and they're like, you want to do a song before you leave?
Yeah.
He's like, I guess so.
What did he say? He says, I was fixing a mosey.
Yeah.
That's what he said. I was just fixing a mosey.
Do you think he was a plant? I think he was a plant.
No.
You don't think so?
Nah, because he was just kind of, you could tell that guy wasn't like a good actor. So he's just like, I think he was just there watching, and they're like, come on.
Okay.
Just always ready.
That does add to
they're,
the magic.
They probably have like a bunch of guys who are just always ready.
That
they probably like cycle through and he had done like a show previously. Or he just hangs out there. It seems like a fun place to hang out.
I mean,
it does.
Like
I would just.
You walk around in that cold, cold weather and you go in that nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine you had a bread bowl of soup in there.
Dude. Oh.
Or a hot dog bowl.
Hot dog bowl.
Or you got a big old cinnamon roll and you bunch go sit in there. Smells dogs. Like apples.
That
oh my
God.
That bakery. That cinnamon roll. How big was that cinnamon roll?
As big as my face.
Yeah, it definitely was.
It was big. It's like a, is it PS3, PS5? What is it called? The game?
PS4?
Yeah. Xbox. It was big.
It was
a big cinnamon
roll. Oh. Is that what you, okay.
I don't, why do I have to go into that?
No, it's okay.
Glad to show you exactly how big it is. It's this big.
It's like a plum shape, but.
It's a turnip.
It's like the PS4, but like a quarter, like two quarters of the size of a PS4. If you can imagine it, and a little bit thinner.
Actually, I don't know. It's maybe a PS3.
I wasted your time.
And it's like a medicine ball, but like the very center of the medicine ball. And if it was in the shape of a cinnamon roll.
But it's not big medicine balls. One of the mini medicine balls.
One of the smaller medicine balls.
Here you get it for a kid.
Oh, and it's not a ball. It's square.
It's like if you cut both of the sides off and it was just the middle of the medicine ball. That was the size of the cinnamon roll.
Picture this. Let me paint a picture for you. How big the cinnamon roll
is. Oh, now
we
got it. Okay. That makes sense now.
How about...
It wasn't enough to just do this with your hands.
Right. I could have just done that. That's how big it was. Move on.
It was
no, but I had to go.
What is it, a PS5? The box that you use? I don't even know what to call the box, the PS5. You know that.
It's like an Xbox, but it's not. What is that?
I'm stuck in a story I can't get out of.
We were laughing about, because we were with our friends in Branson, and they're older, and they're amazing. But we were laughing about, you know, how older people kind of tell stories.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll just, and we just went on for
the
like.
Details.
Like 30 minutes, like trying to like.
They always have to, we don't care how many months ago it was. It was 8 months. No, 10. Wait.
Right.
Nine. I think.
Yeah.
Nine or 12. I think it was 12.
Yeah.
And then they get stuck on that.
And then they'll be like, I don't know. And we were hanging out with Susan. I mean, I don't know if it was Susan's sister, Mary.
And she was neighbors with Jeremy, who started that business with the the timber. And the thing about the timber is it they were really low stocks a few months ago. They've gotten back to normal. And they came from a really poor family, really, really poor. They all lived in a chicken coop together. Funny enough, that chicken coop was built in the 1800s by...
Wait, no, it's early.
Yes, you're right. And that was around the time when my great-great-grandfather, Jeffrey Lee,
was... He's the guy that invented that, the thing with the bees.
He was a potato farmer.
Right.
And he...
the thing with the bees. The potato bees.
The potato
Remember?
Bees.
He'd make, yep. he'd grow potatoes that look like a bee.
Yes, and you know who's allergic...
They had stripes on them.
You know who's allergic to bees? My great aunt Sally is allergic to bees. She passed away a few years ago. Still miss her. That's actually, if you see that quilt hanging over there on that couch, that she made that.
Right.
And they'll just go for hours.
But anyway, last night was great. And yeah, we're having pancakes for breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't. They always, when they describe somebody, they'll point out like this is the worst thing that happened to that person.
That's
to get you to remember.
True. That's very true.
I was hanging out with Grandma. And Grandma and Coach, and Grandma's talking about somebody, and I had never heard of this person ever, but she's like, yeah, I saw Jeff Thomas the other day. He had cancer and lost his kid. Jeff Thomas.
Oh, right. That Jeff,
I was thinking the other one.
And she just saw him. There wasn't even a story. She just wanted to point out that she
You know,
that.
I saw Jeff came over. Remember, Jeff used to mow our yard? Remember, his mom was murdered by North Korea.
Yeah, his wife just left him.
His wife left him. She was a crazy alcoholic.
No,
anyway.
She'll whisper it.
His wife left.
Yeah.
like she's nearby.
Yeah. His wife left him. And yeah. And then Dan picked me up. Dan with diabetes.
That's so true. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And they had a little baby. They had worms.
Baby had worms.
Baby had worms. That's what Mama said. She said, don't run out barefoot in the yard because I get worms.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So.
Yeah. Has that ever actually happened to anyone?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know anyone who's actually gotten worms.
What is worms?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
What is worms?
I have no clue.
Like they're going to lay
like
eggs?
Apple?
Look
like,
it up.
No, don't worry. It's disgusting. I've had worms.
Yeah, you've had worms. What happened to you?
Why don't you chime in sooner?
Well, because it's embarrassing.
You just that whole thing and
I would just
like fools.
Do you see the worms in you?
Are you the worm?
You become the. It's disgusting. Worms are disgusting.
What happens? What are worms?
You had worms?
Yeah. A lot of people have worms.
Well, you're from Hillsboro.
What That's are true. Worms, though?
Apparently, they're disgusting. 50% of the
population. Yeah. How many percent?
50% of the population?
They what do worms
right now? Get in your digestive system.
How?
And they go through your large intestine.
Okay.
And they go through your colon.
Right.
And they hang out there.
Okay. Do they ever leave?
Eventually, if you take the right medication, but they are very, very, it's like itchy.
Did you get worms from eating a pine cone brownie?
They itch on.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but.
It's like uncontrolled.
When did you get
them? It's disgusting.
When did you get them? When did you get them? When did you get them?
When I was like six.
Okay.
And.
Yeah, if you look them up, the photo.
Did you like have to take a hairbrush and
yeah, like a spoon?
Yikes!
No. I just looked up so many pictures. It was all tapeworms, and there's one that was just the inside of someone.
Yeah,
with the worm. What the heck?
It's not tapeworm. They're
scare.
Little worms.
Yeah, but they were all tapeworms, and that one, boom, right there.
The only worm story I heard was our cousin Adam.
That was tapeworm.
Who went to? Was that a tapeworm?
That's tapeworm.
Well, he
that's
went
different.
To Africa,
right,
for a mission trip. And I guess on the plane ride home, he just sees a worm in under his skin on his thigh, just like sliding up.
Don't like that.
Wait. It was coming out of his skin?
No, it was under, like in his skin.
Oh
my God. Because I guess you're not supposed to be barefoot there. I don't know how that
worms
thing got
are,
in there.
Yeah, worms
that
are
doesn't
horrible.
Make any sense.
Horrible.
But, yeah. So that's fine.
So if anybody ever asks you to go to Africa, you're like, will we be touching the ground at any point? Can I just?
I did not know that
my,
you're not
hoverboard
to be
or
barefoot.
When I'm there, do I have to actually have to like be there? You know,
everything about going to Africa is like you might die. at any point.
Yeah. Well, you've been to Africa. Tell us about it.
That's what it is. It's you. There's like they're like either all or nothing with malaria. So like most people tell you to take malaria pills, and other people are like, well, if you get it, you get it. And it's
now,
really
what
kinda,
is malaria a virus?
Yeah,
like skaters. A stomach virus. Is it?
Yeah. So malaria, yeah. I don't know. It's exactly what it does. Or how you get it. Well, you get it from mosquitoes, I think is how okay. It's mainly distributed. But my buddy had it, and he said it was the worst experience he's ever had it ever in his life. He's like...
How sick he was.
Yeah, how sick he was. He's like, he literally felt like he was in purgatory, and like he was already dead.
It can affect your brain, like, yeah. Severely.
Oh, yeah. So he was in a...
Symptoms?
Like a,
sorry.
No, he was just... He was stuck in Africa for like... A full week, because you can't leave if you have malaria. You can't. You have to stay there. And he was at a like a Catholic parish. And right. He was sitting in a bed, and he felt like he was like moments away from God pulling him out and sending him to heaven, or like yeah. Or whatever. He was just like literally like that's what was going on in his head.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he would come to, and he'd like be able to be he would be okay, and then he'd go right like in a trance essentially, so and then he'd also have the worst fever like sickness you can have.
Is there like medication that you can that yes. They give you?
Yeah, yeah.
And it how long does that take to like get rid of it?
Probably like a couple weeks, yeah. A week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But if you get it multiple times, I've heard this from podcasts of people that have had malaria multiple times, yeah. And they keep going, it like tarnishes your body,
like scars your body on the
yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, it like ruins you. And it takes you years wow. To recover. Like, you don't have full function of things.
Wow.
Dang.
Was the
yeah.
Malaria drug the one they were using for COVID?
Malaria yeah. Drug?
What's that?
The ivermectin?
Hydroxychloroquine,
probably. Well, that's the deal. Like, some back in the did. 70s, some lady wrote a book, I think it was called Silent Scream, is about DDT that you use on crops.
Yeah.
So they stopped using that in Africa. And what that does is kills the mosquito populations. And then... All these people now, they couldn't use DDT, so it's killed millions yeah. Because of that dumb book.
Well, yeah. That's
so.
Well, yeah, so malaria symptoms, fever, flu-like horrible. Illness, shaking, chills, headache, muscle aches, and tiredness. I feel like everything are those symptoms.
Yeah, that's so
like in yeah. All of everything. Like if I look up just like flu, I promise it'll be the exact
that's why
same thing.
You can't look up symptoms because they'll be like, you're dying.
Nose throat, something like that. Not the exact same.
Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Well, I went to Dr. Jeremy today and found out that I have a touch of COVID. And I have, but don't worry.
What does a touch mean?
A touch.
Yeah,
he says you've got a touch of COVID.
No.
You've been touched by
and
COVID.
He says, I think I might have a little trace of hepatitis.
What?
Your dad, stop.
Yes.
Which one?
There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of. A I think Z, I have right? Like kind of
off the English.
Yeah, hepatitis.
Minorly.
See you later.
You don't hepatitis. Have hepatitis, Dad.
He might
look
have
at
hepatitis.
My eyes.
You got them
he
hepatitis
said you have a
eyes.
Touch of COVID and
look
hepatitis.
At my eyes, and I look like I got hepatitis.
One time I went and they said I have the
Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Mm-hmm. And
four
I was like, oh wow.
I got
and
that
I
too.
I worked with so. Nurses, and my nurse friends were like. If you had that, you would be dying. You would be on your deathbed right now.
Okay.
Well, we had it and we lived.
You
so
don't have hepatitis.
How cool is that?
There's
he might have hepatitis.
No.
Why no?
No way.
Oh, what do you mean
no?
Way? No.
Someone's got to get it.
I don't know, man.
What are you, hepatitis denier?
I know some nurses.
Yeah, I am.
Is it not real to
I
you?
Am.
Some of my friends are nurses and they're not the smartest people I know.
That's, I agree.
Are
well,
you
these were
anti-
very intelligent
hepatite?
Nurses.
Yeah, but
maybe.
Even the intelligent ones are not that.
But like,
but not to say that they're not, but I know that the ones that I...
You're anti-hepatitic.
Mm.
That didn't come that. Out sounding right.
I don't know about that word.
You're anti-hepatitic.
I don't think you're allowed
you
to
know?
Say that.
Is that
don't
legal?
Say it
that's
twice.
Part of a word.
That's you part already of a said
word. Rocky Mountain spot
denier.
Grow up.
Anyways.
Rocky Mountain spot
all right, well,
fever.
That's a bummer.
Symptoms include fever, headache, muscle aches.
What exactly entails... A touch of COVID. What
just
exactly
a little bit.
Punch?
A
little bit of COVID.
Just a little pinch.
Just a spoonful of COVID. Make some medicine. Get down. I don't know. It's well, the strains aren't as strong now. So it's probably everywhere.
It's like nothing.
So we all have probably have a little bit of COVID right now.
Sure.
Right?
It's like the new flu probably.
Yeah.
A touch.
So does that a mean touch. We all have like hepatitis since we've like taken the shot? Like, I technically have it.
What shot?
You got hepatitis vaxxed?
Yeah.
Actually, well, when you were a kid, only vaccine I've gotten is measles. So, I'm chilling.
Hep B, right?
That's good. Yeah.
I got all those.
There's hep, there's hep A through G. Or
I feel like I have like A and B or something.
Right.
I didn't get one of them.
You like have
I didn't get the promiscuous one.
I had to get them. My gosh.
Hep C.
Is that a medical term?
Yeah. That's the one if you're feeling a little floozy, you know.
Feeling floozy.
Yeah, you do the Hep C one.
Right.
I remember my mom, it was like my last, this is funny, it was like my last pediatrician appointment. I was like 17 or something. She's like, you're an adult now, you can do what you want. We know you want to follow God, but if you want to get this shot to protect, yeah. And I was like, I'm good, mom. It's the promiscuous one.
Oh.
Hep C.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Wait, you went to a pediatrician until you were 17?
You go. What's that? Is that a kid's doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go. You can go to your 21.
Is it cheaper?
I didn't know.
Is it, yeah.
Yeah, you go cheaper. To, because it's someone that you've seen your whole life, and then
did
you go to your 21.
Did he give you some medicine? I've only gone.
Did you get a lollipop after the appointment?
Yeah, of course I did.
A jolly ring.
We've only gone to a chiropractor our whole life, so.
I don't know if I'm sick, but my back feels fantastic.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I went in for an adjustment. I came out with a touch of hepatitis B.
It's like my wrist hurts, like, and I have Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
I think I'm depressed. No, no, you're just allergic to gluten. That's what you are.
No, nah, but that's legit, though.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that's facts. That's right up, though.
That's facts.
Right, right, right.
So the doctor walks in, Luke opens up his file. Well, Luke, someone's been promiscuous.
Oh, hepatitis C shot, you dirty dog.
I want to party with you, cowboy.
Man about town, all right.
Yeah, silver dollar city, my butt.
Oh, my gosh.
So how did we get on that?
Worms. The worm baby.
Worms. Baby worms.
His baby has worms.
His baby has
baby
worms.
Got worms.
See, this is, this is why you sidetrack in conversations, because we would never end up here.
You're right.
This is why the people
Wait a second. I forgot. What was Holly calling you? Not chubby Levi. Or what was
Big Chunky.
Big Chunky.
Yeah.
He called him Big Motivation.
Yo. Call me Big Chunky.
Levi texted me the next morning.
Got a
When's
chunky.
The regiment starting?
Hey, Big Chunky. Big Chunky. He literally would say... And then you would jump on me and punch my belly.
Kids are so great that way, aren't they?
Yeah. Man. So I got a gym membership.
Did you do the next day, didn't
you? The next day I got a gym membership.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you gymming?
Where am I gymming?
Club Fitness, baby.
Club Fitness.
Let's go. Are you coming on Friday morning?
To where?
We're working out at 5 a.m. Friday.
Wait a second. So you're, Libby, so you're
at
doing...
At 5:30 a.m.? Anyhow.
We'll Club Fitness and boxing?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
High roller.
Box
you're paying
right
$700 a month.
Box me right now.
Through class pass, it's $40 a month, and the boxing gym is on there. So I'm able to like
Get class pass for Club Fitness?
Well, Class Pass is an app, and so you can get like different
classes
for a ton of different places around, like St. Louis and stuff, or I guess everywhere. But yeah, but the kickboxing gym that I've been going to is on there, so it's really nice.
Because do
I don't
the
have to pay...
Part?
I don't have to pay the $180.
Well, that's great.
A month. I just have to pay $40, which is amazing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Blessed. I like the kicking part?
You know what they
I did one.
Because sometimes they do just punching classes. Sometimes they add the kicks and that's.
Yeah. I did a Thai kickboxing and that was a lot more kicking and I did not like that.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's just really hard.
Kicking's hard.
Kicking really is hard.
Kicking cooking class.
So.
What?
I preferred the punching.
If you guys were in a fight, would you ever kick?
No.
No.
No, never.
I don't think I'd ever
Why
think
not?
To kick.
Oh, actually, I would.
You kick?
As a woman, yeah. Oh. I would kick a man.
I feel like if I was on the ground, I'd start flailing my legs, you know, like a little boy. Just, you know, instinct. But other than that, I'm not thinking
What's your move?
High
What's
kick.
Your move if you're getting, like, attacked? What would you do?
What's my move?
Headbutt.
What's anyone's move?
Well, they say doing this, where you put your elbows over your face is a good one, because if they punch you, they'll
break
their hand.
Yeah, but then you look lame. Yeah, look cool, at least.
No, you can go, nice try, bully.
Don't punch me. I don't know. The front kick is kind of nice.
Crying.
Front kick is nice.
Like if you do like one of like the spear kick.
I feel like I'll grab my leg and then twist me and then
Yeah, it's true.
Up. Because anytime someone tries to kick me,
you do it against their leg.
It would hurt so bad. Like, it hurts already to kick a punching bag, but to kick a human would hurt way more. And it probably wouldn't even do anything.
I don't know. You got all that adrenaline pumping. You might not feel it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I can't stand that about movies when you have the big fight scene and the guy just drills him right in the jaw like 3 times and, you know, but he's just great again. He's all comes right back.
Would you see the new John Wick?
Yeah.
No.
He falls down 4 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
He runs
like
up
you do,
4 flights.
Like you do.
And then he gets kicked all the way down the 4 flights and then runs all the way back up, getting shot at the whole time. And he's just still like hobbling along and like nothing's happening. Yeah. It's a fantastic movie.
Great. Yeah. It's great cinema.
I ever do a movie, it's going to be a reality fight. Someone's going to make a punch, and they're basically going to break their finger on the guy's face, and the other guy's just probably going to quit.
I like it.
That's good.
You should do that.
And, yeah, it's brutal. It's terrible. And then they have the bare-knuckle fighting now.
Oh. Yeah.
That's pretty insane. But they say that's safer than gloves. They say you break your hand more often with hitting with a glove.
It's not safe. It's safe for your hands, not for your face.
True.
So, I feel like one's a little more important than the other, but that's just one man's opinion.
Potato.
They died the other day in bare knuckle boxing. So,
really?
Yeah.
But they
can't like shut it down. So, but he's just not that much safer. Just gonna put that.
They say boxing the ears is a good one if you can. Just hit people right.
Oh yeah,
like Sherlock Holmes.
Discombobulate them out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's like that's the best.
That's my favorite scene in like any movie.
It's
a really good scene.
Discombobulate.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can we watch that movie tonight?
Let's do it.
It's a great movie.
That's one of my favorite movies for sure.
Okay, everybody watching, listening, it's amazing. We got a projector, and do you remember the name of the projector we got?
It's an Anker Nebula Cosmo.
Yes. What's the size that it projects on the wall?
It can go up to 120 inches.
Yeah, and it's clear as crystal. And
4K.
And Levi set up the subwoofer and everything, and we watched Polar Express last night.
That's fun.
Have you seen that? I didn't remember.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I didn't remember anything in that movie. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
And it's insane. It's like Spencer was all anxious the whole time. Yeah, it is weird because their eyes, they hadn't figured out the eyes with the animation yet.
Yeah.
So they're...
It's like the animation is good. Like, it's a 2004 movie.
Right.
And the animation is really good. And it's just like those little... There's a part where, at the beginning, his parents, the main character's parents, come into his room. And they're talking, but their faces aren't moving at all. And you can't... Like, it's something that you're probably not supposed to be able to see. But because it's so clear now, you can see everything.
Yeah.
And their faces are not moving. And it's pretty... A little demented, but it's still a great movie.
Yeah. I loved it. It was fantastic. Really, really good. And it was just... That's the clarity on that screen. Oh. So if everybody can get... If you're in the market for
the Anker Nebula Cosmo.
Yeah, there you go.
4K laser.
So highly recommend.
So you're saying it works better than putting the projector on the couch that you're sitting on and plugging your phone into it and then using the projector's volume while it's crooked?
Exactly.
No. Okay, it is better than
That's the old one.
It's not better than that?
Nothing will ever beat that.
But you can spend a lot of money. What was the most expensive one? It was like $5,000 or $6,000 or
for a projector?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can spend like $10,000.
Where you just set it against the wall, against the projector screen wall, and it shoots straight up.
That's pretty cool.
And it's in, it's really.
That's those really are awesome.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It's the holiday season. Yeah, so hoop-dee-doo, dickory dock, and... Our family is all about the gifts. It's one of our strengths, if I may be so bold. I so look forward to hanging out and tearing them open. Now, whether or not your family gives gifts during the holidays, you get to define how to give to yourself. Well, therapy has been one gift I've given myself. It's so good for life maintenance. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Hawkins today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Hawkins. Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. We love these sheets, I'm telling you. Miracle Sheets are the perfect gift for your spouse, friends, or family. Who doesn't want better sleep and luxurious feeling bed sheets? And since these come with these come with three free towels, right? You get two gifts in one, just in time for the holidays. Go to trymiracle.com. That's right. Go to trymiracle.com/Hawkins to try it today or gift it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40%. And if you use our promo Hawkins at checkout, you'll get three free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Hawkins and use the code Hawkins to claim your free three-piece towel set. I want to get it right. Your free three-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Hawkins to treat yourself, a friend, or loved one this holiday season. Yeah. So this is the fight scene from Robert Downey Jr. and Sherlock Holmes. So he's on the ground. He just got knocked out. Is that Rachel McAdams?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it, big man. We're done. You won. Congratulations.
Oi, we ain't done yet.
This mustn't register on an emotional level. First, distract target. Then block his blind jab. Counter with cross to left cheek. Discombobulate. Dazed, will attempt wild haymaker. Employ elbow block and body shot. Block feral left. Weaken right jaw. Now fracture. Break cracked ribs. Traumatize solar plexus. Dislocate jaw entirely. Heel kick to diaphragm. In summary, ears ringing, jaw fractured, three ribs cracked, four broken, diaphragm hemorrhaging. Physical recovery, 6 weeks. Full psychological recovery, 6 months. Capacity to spit it back of head, neutralized.
Sick.
Yeah.
There it is.
Wow.
So, see, everybody can fight now. Even Sherlock Holmes.
I've tried to do that before, I'm not going to lie.
Did it work?
That would be the coolest if you could talk through it.
Like in the hallways.
Is what I'm doing to you.
I'll try to.
They're all like.
It doesn't work.
How about a reality one?
Like the little guys.
How about a reality one?
Go up to the seventh grade.
Boom. You try to slap him, he blocks you, just punch you in the face, you get knocked out.
He does it back to me.
He has pepper spray.
You're like, oh my. Well. Throw haymaker. Instantly miss. Instantly exhausted. Can't breathe. Fall to one knee. Get kicked in face.
Cry for mummy.
Grab for phone to call mummy. She's not home. Blood trickling. Asleep. He called it.
I do that, but not with fights, just when I enter into like social situations.
So true.
Enter the room. Tell a joke. It bombs. Tell another joke. It's so much worse. Get racist.
Racist.
Ask if there's anything to drink.
Deception. Order a drink.
ask anybody if they want anything. Go to restroom. Climb out window. Yeah. Climb out window. Jump in Mazda. Drive home.
Play sad song. Cry.
Move to Austin. What? The killer? No. What are you watching The Killer for?
Killing.
Why are you filling your mind with that, Brendan? What is it? What is it?
Just got to watch it.
Just watch it?
Just watch it.
Thanks. Thanks for adding that to the show.
He's kind of the same way.
Who?
It's about an assassin.
Okay.
Oh, you don't say.
Watch The Killer.
Assassin.
All right, let's watch some videos, man. What is this one?
Okay.
Yeah, what you got?
This one, well,
Computer
just
boy.
It just reminded me. I don't like Shakespeare. If we're to do the Something Happened to Me This Week, that you know that one?
Yeah.
You're not going to play this song? I spent a lot of time on that song.
We play it all the time.
Oh my gosh.
I spent 8 minutes on that song.
On what song?
The Something Happened to Me This Week.
Oh. Song. We play that all the time. Love that song.
Well, we'll do it for you.
No, don't do it for me. Do it for the listeners.
Was it?
What was it?
There we go.
Something happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting, but will you think it's interesting?
Very Thumpasaurus.
Yeah,
is that the vibe?
They came out with a new album, and I want to make a Thumpasaurus album.
Yeah.
I think that's my next. I have one written.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I want to do it.
I don't like Shakespeare. I think he's boring. And he makes no sense.
Right.
And I don't understand why he's a literary genius. Until I saw Benedict Cumberbatch do some Shakespeare on stage.
Right.
And it changed my life. So everyone should listen right now.
All right.
To be or not to be. That is the question. That 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. It's a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die. To sleep. A chance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us. The respect that makes calamity of so long life.
Okay, what's he talking about? Yeah, that speech? I've heard it 100 times.
I didn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah. You didn't get anything, but it was emotional.
I felt it though.
I felt that.
But also, I feel like you could just give him the lyrics to like Cardi B's Bodak Yellow, and I still feel the same way. Because Benedict Cumberbatch just is the best. So it's
right.
Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Can someone get...
If you asked me what that was about, I could not tell you.
Well, to be or not to be, that is the question, right? To live or not to live.
Yeah.
And then he just talks about life is so hard and you go through so much where you can just die and not suffer, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's basically what's the purpose of life kind of a thing. Yeah. Shuffle off this mortal coil, shuffle off the earth, right? You die to sleep perchance to dream. And then he says, that's the rub. Then that's basically the dilemma, right?
Yep.
And then what's the...
I think, what's the conclusion?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. This is...
Well, that's part one.
It's part one. There's part two. But I don't know. This was so... Because I heard it 1,000 times, but I never understood why the writing behind it was so great, which is like he's pondering whether to be or not to be, because he's just suffering so much turmoil. It's like to die, just to sleep, to go against all the turmoil I have. It's like it reminded me of like Job or something. Like it reminded me of something
right.
That, you know, where he's just like pondering life. It's definitely serious.
Is it worth doing? Like, is life worth living? Exactly. That's kind of what I got out of that.
Yeah.
So, but that's like probably the most famous
for sure
speech in Shakespeare,
for sure.
Shakespearean lore.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, when done properly, it's pretty exciting and pretty wonderful.
But when done Poorly.
1,000 shocks that flesh is heir to. Be it time or danger, not but plea, that ever wanting and ever pining to stress forward into darkness, forward into pain and iniquity, do I dare rest my head on this dare night to be so softly and sweetly overcome by the great and daunting adventure of life forthwith.
Winston Churchill.
But love! What pain of love from the heart would take this weary soul? I ask thee, a weary soul traveling the night, scurrying away from danger. Press on! We press on, my dear beloved, as to be or not to be. A ham.
That's Hamlet, but he's a pig.
Oh, I love
wondering
it.
Whether or not right. It's worth being a pig.
That was like, you can't. That was so wonderful. Did you slam poetry?
I was thinking about it.
That was amazing. Off the cuff? Or did you write that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just,
that's right. I totally came up with that.
Tis a noble calls, and tis the son of my heart to hear Big Chunky go on a rant such as this. That was Big Chunky performing Hammy the Hamlet Pig. That was Big
Hamlet
Chunky
the Ham.
Performing as if Hamlet was actually a pig on a farm. We'll be right back. PBS.
Oh my God!
Welcome to PBS. Welcome to PBS. Phone. Shakespeare is a pig. Performing as Levi Big Chunky Hawkins. That is good.
Oh wow!
That is Benedict Cumberbatch, or as my dad called him, Ingledink Humpus Squat. No, Benadryl Cabbage Flatch. So I've sent you a couple.
Yeah.
Christmas. One was a Christmas one. A lady was singing with her dog, and it made
this
my
one.
Day. That one.
This one. This one.
Here we go.
All righty.
Libby, you'll like this one, honey.
All right.
She's holding a dog.
I hear you. Oh, all you call. Oh, all you bring. Oh, round your virgin mother and child.
Silent night. Mm-hmm. This gives me the same vibe as you know when there's videos of a girl like thank you.
Sorry.
Where there's videos of like a girl and she's either like thinking that she's like really hot stuff and then she like falls or like a mirror falls on her.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah,
what I'm talking
yeah.
about? Like she's like doing a dance and then like someone walks in and like hits her or something.
Yeah.
It gives me the same vibe as that.
How's that dog have a human voice?
You guys remember the first the first dog human voice, which was like the bacon in the fridge one?
What?
No.
Do you remember the first? Remember.
Are you talking about on YouTube?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I don't know, probably. How many videos do you think you've seen in your life?
Oh, billions.
I mean, you ever scroll Twitter or something and you like go back to see what you've done, scrolled, and it's like kind of like you just realize how much time you've wasted.
Oh yeah,
or like or when
YouTube Shorts,
it accidentally like scrolls.
Get rid of it
when it actually like scrolls to the top of what like the thread you were going down.
Yeah,
and it's just been way
hundreds.
It's a big old
hundreds
pit.
Of videos.
This one,
food. Okay,
you know, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. So, you know, I went to the fridge, and I opened up the meat drawer. You know what the meat drawer is, right?
Yeah. What was in there?
Well, I'll tell you what was in there.
It's like the first...
You know that bacon that's like maple? It's got maple flavor.
The maple kind, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I took that out, and I thought...
Yeah.
I know who would like that. Me. So I ate it.
Oh! No. You're kidding me.
Nope. Not kidding. You know, I also noticed there was some beef in there. Yeah, you know, steak, you know, juicy. Well, I ate that, too. But I went back to the fridge just a few minutes ago, and I put something together really special. You're going to love this one. I took some chicken.
Yeah.
I put some, yeah, I put some cheese on it. Then I covered it with...
Covered it with what?
I covered it with cat treats. Yeah. Then guess what?
What?
I gave it to the cat.
That's called dog talking about bacon in refrigerator.
That is like one of the OG videos.
Good yeah. stuff.
That was like Charlie bit my finger, dog talking about bacon in the fridge.
Oh, Charlie bit my finger.
Wow, that is a
you bit me, Charlie.
Candy Hi. Mountain.
That was, what were the big, what, like the first big, you know, it viral was, well, it's like Chocolate Rain, right?
Oh,
it was
yeah.
that one guy Chocolate dancing.
Rain. The dance, like dancing. What was the
it was
name
like,
of it?
It was like a dancing.
The History of Dancing.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
Called.
Oh, yeah.
That was a biggie.
Yeah. Charlie bit my finger.
So the videos that built YouTube, Evolution you have dance. Evolution of Dance. That was one of the big ones.
Evolution of Dance. Dance.
I missed the Harlem Shake.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Shoes. Never seen that. Don't want to watch it.
End of Z World.
End of Z World. Do we want to play that one? Because I don't remember. Oh, it's Rolling Stone. You can't believe anything.
Oh, my gosh.
What about the one kid that said, leave Britney alone? Remember that one?
No.
Leave Britney alone. Britney Spears. He was like under the sheet.
No.
I'll have to find. I'll find them all, and we can play them at some point. But I don't
Star
know.
Wars.
Come on,
kid.
Jamie.
2003.
Dancing Baby.
that one creeped me out.
That's disgusting. I
Dancing
hate that.
Dancing Baby creeps me out.
No, thank you.
I like that photo.
What's that?
Ew. Oh,
oh, Harry Potter puppets.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're right. Oh,
that's a good
Dumbledore.
One.
Numa, Ron. Numa. Ron. That Ron. Yes.
Ron Weasley.
That was yeah. huge.
I don't know that. Badger, badger, badger.
Oh, the duck song. What about the duck song?
Duck song.
Where the duck
song is pretty good.
Yeah, how'd
duck,
it go?
Peanut butter jelly time.
Lemonade stand.
Oh, lemon. Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly time. That was a great one.
Yeah.
What a rusty spoon.
Yeah, salad fingers.
Salad fingers.
Oh, my spoon.
What was the snail? Snail?
Charlie, what's it?
Oh, Marshall the Marshall shell.
Marshall the shell. I slid on the size of a Dorito. It's a beanbag.
Or something about a raisin.
Size of a beanbag chair.
Marcella Show, guys.
What was the talking apple, or that was it like a
talking orange?
Orange.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, or Fred.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Fred?
What was Fred?
Fred got his own Nickelodeon show.
He had three movies.
Oh, was he the
and
crazy talking kid?
All three
yes.
religiously.
Play a Fred one.
I watched so many Fred videos. Now. It was unreal.
I watched Fred 3 like 40 times.
Fred Wait, looks like a great. Young Gary Vee.
He's like in his 40s now.
And it's really nice out, so I think I'm gonna go swimming later. My mom found this really cool pool at the dock.
I thought this
it's
was
really
his real voice.
Really deep.
For sure.
I think I might drown. And also, I got a letter in the mail. It might be from my dad. Q Fred.
Okay, that's enough.
Gosh,
that.
She's horrible.
That's enough of that.
Oh wait, I got a good
79.
Man, I would watch
79
a lot of those.
Million views. That's
that
crazy.
That is so crazy.
Krispy Kreme 2012.
Wow. Froggy Fresh.
Krispy Kreme. 2012.
You guys know this, yeah?
No.
No.
Yeah. What?
We back up in this. Y'all already know. Cause I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't about money, then I don't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls, cause I ain't very tall. If she see my stacks, I bet you that she calls me.
You don't remember Froggy Fresh?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh. All right.
What about your stuff, Dad? Cletus Take the Reel? That was an OG.
That was pretty OG. That's when I had my real teeth.
And then people would remake it.
And I used to, what is it, flat iron my hair.
Ah, yes.
You flat iron your hair?
What is that what they called, flat iron?
Yes. Those are the days. We wish we could see Daddy, but he was too busy ironing
Shut
his hair.
He was too busy making internet history.
And combing his hair in the mirror. Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Wow. Locks.
Whatever happened to Rob?
Yeah, where's he at?
He works. He's an IT guy. He's rich.
Nice. He's rich. Good for him. Man.
Wow.
This is good memes.
Great, my man. Brother actually good caught memes. A fish that we used at the end, and it was long dead, but I still kind of hold it up like was.
That's so horrible.
We didn't know. We tried to keep it alive.
This one?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead. He's so dead. That's sad.
Well, you guys were on Homeschool Family. That was one of the big ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That was fun.
That was fun. We shot that in our backyard.
Good day.
And Jack was a little baby.
I was in one scene.
Just a little guy.
I was in two scenes.
You're just a little guy.
Just a baby.
Were you in Pretty Pink Tractor?
You were the baby. The beginning scene of Pretty Pink Tractor. I'm riding this little John.
That's a great one too.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Man.
I think it was the only two I'm in, or that one. And
yeah. Levi and I are making a new Chick-fil-A asked me to write a special song for guys retiring, like their COO guy.
And so you still don't have like a card or anything with them?
Yeah, I don't know. That is crazy. There should be a Chick-fil-A platinum card or something.
You should say that.
I mean, I have one for like Pizza Ranch.
Pizza Ranch platinum card.
Pizza Ranch.
Pizza Ranch. Baby.
You're flossing your teeth with
Pizza
that
Ranch.
Thing.
It's a great place.
Somebody ordered a Pizza Ranch.
I went there once. I was like, this is sick. We have free food. And I went there twice. I was like, ah. Ow. So it was cool. It was good. Yeah. But I think twice is enough. I think they knew. They're not coming back here more than twice.
Oh, I love Pizza Ranch.
You floss your teeth with
there's
the
a
car.
New one.
I would floss my
there's
teeth.
There's a
with
new
the
one on Mid River.
I saw that.
So now
anyway,
it's closer.
They wanted me to write a
rewrite
Chick-fil-A, the Chick-fil-A song for this guy. And then we're going to do a video for it.
Nice. So,
I love making videos.
What's the video going to be?
Thing. Just me and the keyboard by the Christmas tree. Maybe a little candle on the keyboard. Mm. So
you should do it
inside
of a Chick-fil-A.
You think so?
100%.
Yes, just say
that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, have them like
you'd literally just
it.
Be like
yeah, doing like the play place.
Yeah. On like a like Sunday
go
or something.
Like go down the slide.
I wonder if they let you guys know any people?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, if Chick-fil-A asked you to write the song,
I could probably.
You should be like, hey, can I get
I do have Dan Cathy's number on my phone.
There you go. Call Dan.
I'll call him right now.
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Dan. Dan. Tim. Yeah. I'm here with Big Chunky and the gang. Yeah.
Big Chunky and the gang, new band name.
Yeah. Do you happen to know the Chick-fil-A on Mid Rivers Mall Drive? In St. Peter's. You do? Okay. Weird question.
That was good.
That was yeah, Guy Calls Dan Cathy.
It's my imitation.
Oh, yeah.
I sound just like him.
Yeah, you should get in there. I'm sure you would be able to.
There's no reason why you wouldn't. They own Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go on Sunday or something.
We'll see what we can do.
You got to get some out of this feedback. I'm not doing it unless you give me some.
At least some, like, free chicken
just
nuggets.
Give me some coupons.
This is the third time.
Guys. Oh, they're giving me something.
At least coupons. Oh.
But.
Nah, just refuse the cash.
So are you
take
saying
a,
it's
going to
be
a
good Christmas?
Card.
Is that what you're saying?
Let's just say if I'm going to Costco, jump in the car.
You're going to get yourself some chicken bites.
Dude, I took Holland to Costco yesterday. I mean, he ate, bro.
Bro,
that dude.
Hey, feed him. Big chunky.
They were throwing
chunky.
Down the pizza and the wontons.
Good.
They had some these Danish pastry cookies.
Oh, yeah.
He scarfed. He had a good day.
That's so cute.
I'm just trying to break him in, you know.
Yeah, you have to.
Start him young.
Love
it's
it.
The tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Was Big Z there?
Z was not there. And Z's doing better now. Z had a little, because he was in the hospital last week, so he's looking great, though. He's back in full form.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to see him down there?
Yeah, I got to see
you went
him.
Down there for a little bit?
Yeah.
And it's sad when you see a baby with little tubes in his nose.
Well, we didn't go to hospital. We went to their house, though, once he got home.
He had the RSV, so.
It's very sad. Yeah.
He's a strong kid, though.
He's a cute kid. I just really want him to love me. It's like my one, you know.
He loves Levi.
I just try my. He really loves Levi. And there's some days where he'll like me and I'll read him books. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see him the next day, and he hates me again.
He is really moody.
And he's fickle.
So, very moody. Baby.
So what I've been doing is when I see him, like, I'm being very, you know, I give him a space. And then I'll try to, like, hug him or give him a little kiss, and he just absolutely hates it. And the other day we were there, and he, like, fell, like, had a pretty bad fall, like, fell on the ground. So I run over and, like, trying to help him and comfort him.
Yeah.
Like, pick him. I'm like, this is my time. Like, I'm going to comfort him. And I pick him up and I'm like hugging him, and he gets more angry at the fact that I'm picking him up than he is at the fact that he just smacked his head against a wooden table.
Yeah.
And so that I was so hurt. So he runs inside.
So it's all
inside.
About you. It's all
it
about
is.
You.
It is all about
He's
me.
He's bleeding from the
it's
head.
At the point where it is all about me.
Yeah.
Because I'm needy and I need his love.
Yeah.
And so I go inside and I walk in after him. And he, like, turns around and looks at me, and I just glare at him. I just give him the meanest stink eye you've ever done seen. So now I'm being really petty with a one-year-old.
So there's no resolve here?
No, there's no resolve.
He's still...
Hopefully one day there will be.
Oh, he
the
will.
Thing is that I'm just getting a taste of my own medicine, which is fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
We're the same personality, I guess, is what I'm told.
You're kind of like Pippa the dog.
That's what I'm told.
Pippa's like...
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, I don't know you. I don't really. No, I don't do the puppy thing. It's like
I'm a dog. Right, okay. Right. I'm like 10 years old.
You're not everybody's cup of tea.
But anyways.
Or he'll come around.
I'm convinced. I have
what
to.
Does he call
I
you? He, call, what, how's
he doesn't
he
call me
name?
Anything.
Oh, he does.
No.
Levi, how does he say your name?
He calls me Wawai.
Wawai.
Levi's the favorite. Uncle Wawai. He has a cute nickname.
Big Chunky.
Jackson.
Big Chunky and Uncle Wawai.
He calls me Beck.
Beck?
Yeah, he just Beck.
Beck.
No, I just be like, Beck. It's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Beck is a sick nickname.
You're good.
I don't know.
Jackson's good with kids.
He's great
good
with kids.
He's good with the, as a babysitter.
Softy.
He's fun.
He like, he'll scream when I pick him up, and then I just force him to stay, and then he gets over it. So we become pals because of that.
Okay, maybe I should do that.
You just read him a book. Him.
That's what I tried. See, what I found a lot of the time with the babies who are more moody and don't really like people very much, if you ignore them, they end up really liking you. And I've tested this 3 times on the other babies. And by the end of the night, they like reached for me and wanted to be with me.
Right.
And with Zealand, I tried it and it only made it worse.
You know how it made it worse. You have to think about Zealand like you. Like if someone's trying to force you to be friends with them, you're not gonna be friends with them.
You're right.
I just gotta
when we have the best relationship is when I'm like, show me your toys, and then he wants to show me his toys, and I'm like, show me your movies, and then I'm like, do you want me to read you a book? So that's when we're friends.
Yeah,
but then it's like I see him the next day and he forgets that even happened.
Yeah,
right.
It's or like maybe, 50 First Dates,
you know,
or whatever that movie.
It literally is like 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
What if it's more of like,
it's like he's never seen me in his life.
What if it's more of like he's so chill with you that he doesn't have to impress you?
No, it's
what
not
if it's
that.
Like that?
I would try this.
I wish.
I would try to match his energy.
I do match his energy.
Really?
We are the same person.
No, like if he just starts crying, you should start crying.
Yeah.
Like if you hit your head, you should hit your head.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah.
I'll try
Then he'll become amused and just try it.
Well, Holland's all like personable.
Yeah.
Like he's always been like, he's super cuddly. He like loves being around people. And Zealand just is here for a good time. Like he's just like, he wants to play with ball or read book. And if you play ball or read book with him, you're like best friends.
He's like Kevin James. Kevin James was a baby. That's what he was.
Kevin
he
James
walks like
M.
Kevin
Sandler.
James. And he walks like a dude.
He does.
Baby Paul Blart Mall Cop.
He ambles.
He doesn't walk. Yeah. He stops himself from falling forward.
Yeah.
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 That's it.
Yeah. Pretty good at it, actually.
A lot of weight to carry.
Yeah.
So anyways.
There'll be breakthrough.
That's my grief with Big Z, but I love him. I just want him.
It's great. It's great
to
when
love
they
love me back, you know.
It's great when they just run up to you and
I know. I think that's the contrast in him and Holland is so different.
Yeah.
Because like Holland is like, he sees you and he runs to you and he gives you a big old hug and is like so excited to see you, you know. And then Big Z, it's just like, what's gonna crack him, you know?
It's gonna
Yeah. Anyways.
Play. We have time for one more. I sent
you. Which one you want?
I saw this, and I don't know if it's real. I think it's. It was a movie trailer with Kenneth Copeland,
this
the televangelist guy.
Oh, that guy freaks me out.
Yeah, he's creepy.
Yeah, you just got to see it. It's. I don't know if it's real or not, but I think it is a trailer.
There is something that I must do. I should have done 20 years ago.
What's some of the things you're dealing with?
We are dealing with the devil himself.
Santiago Sarca.
The winds are changing. We need to be watchful.
I am Antonio Sarca. I am your grandfather.
I feel like I'm losing it here. I don't care. You don't do that to me. You don't do that to anybody. I don't ever want to see you again.
And April is not to be told what to do.
No, go away.
Let me go. I promise I'll keep everything clean.
We're going to begin to go out to the streets and find anyone that will listen to us. There's a change coming to this town.
Well, if you try to mess the way I do business around here, I will not hesitate to silence you. You hear me? I will take you out.
We want to do a rally right here in your city.
That's exactly what we've needed here.
He is coming so soon, sooner than any of us did.
You know where I can find Rick Reyna?
Yeah, I think I saw him backstage.
If you want God to make a difference in your life, I want you to raise your hands towards heaven, because I believe today is your day.
It's too late for you. And there is no power on this earth like the power of the love of God.
Your God can stop it.
So I don't know if that's a real film or if that's like a promo for a thing.
It's got to be.
I thought it was dubbed over for like the first half.
I thought it was a different language.
Does it say anything in the...
Why was Kenneth Copeland doing a accent?
What? Wait.
Okay, that was like...
I'm never going to see him again.
That reminded me of that... What's the drug show?
Narcos.
No.
No, Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad. That was like Breaking Bad and like God's Not Dead had a baby or something.
Yeah, that would be... One I would watch, like a Breaking Bad.
Hold on,
Kenneth
it's already
Copeland.
A movie.
Yeah.
It's already a movie.
How long?
2016. It's already a movie.
Okay.
All right. I guess that's what we're watching tonight.
The Rally.
Kenneth
LA.
Copeland's got like $1 billion, and he just made Star the worst.
Gun. Yeah.
Hey, it's 2016.
Not only Copeland. Did he make it, but he put himself in it.
That's fantastic. Also, he has a. He's supposed to be Hispanic, which is very funny.
Well, I didn't know that one dude was God. A chick.
I am
Eric
your
Roberts.
Grandfather.
Isn't okay. Wait, is this the same guy?
Who he blew played, COVID away.
Is he?
Oh,
no,
right.
No, not Kenneth Copeland. The other guy, the other actor guy.
What is this? That's a god. Oh my.
God. Oh yeah, we gotta watch it. That's we gotta watch it.
There's a 2009 trailer.
There's two movies.
Yep, we're watching.
They remade that movie.
Good.
You can
they've already made the
buy,
movie.
It
they
did
made it
so
again.
Well that they did two of them.
The Rally 2, that's what it is.
There's a second one.
It's only on DVD.
Stop it.
Is this like Mixed Nuts? Is this all
like, right?
Mixed Nuts is a good movie.
This is what everyone is getting for Christmas.
A DVD.
It's a DVD that you won't be able to play.
The Rally.
We don't have a DVD player.
So, yeah, I didn't know. I mean,
you could probably pirate it.
It was so strange.
You cannot
strange.
Pirate
There's
it.
No way. No one.
Who is
watch me.
On the internet.
You, if you can find L.A. Rally, pirate it.
The Rally L.A. actually.
As Joe Rogan would say, that's so strange. That's like all he ever says.
That is true.
That's just strange.
Joe Rogan just finds interesting people.
What?
That's, okay. Eric
that's
Roberts.
Crazy.
That dude. First of all, do you know the actress Emma Roberts?
Yeah.
That's her dad.
No, thanks.
No way.
Yeah, and also, he's in The Dark Knight.
What?
He's one of the mob bosses.
He's very good. He's Eric Roberts
I mean,
is a
shined.
Great...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great
he
actor.
He shined in that
he's
trailer.
A legit actor.
I just don't understand the crime. Yeah, it's not good.
Okay. It's well, we'll check it out.
Also, what is this website?
It's therally.com. Therallythemovie.com.
What do you mean? What is this website?
Is it just like a PDF?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So in theaters near you.
Well,
I think we should watch it.
I think we should.
I think we have to order it. It's
I think
only
we have
on
to
DVD.
Watch it, and then okay. we have to like come back and review it.
All right.
How is it only on DVD?
I think we really need to get into watching really horrible Christian movies and reviewing them.
Okay, I think that should be our good. Thing.
What was the one that was the Christian camp?
Homeschool.
Sunday School Musical.
Sunday School,
Sunday
Musical.
School Musical.
Yeah.
That
is amazing. Brilliant. You have to watch that. That's if you have brilliant. Not seen it, please watch it.
Okay.
Before we go, I want to just touch on the CMA Awards.
Oh, yeah. CMAs.
Because it's a shame. It really is a shame. They've really gone, you know, they're
woke.
they're not for the people anymore.
No. Oh no.
Which is a bummer. But have you heard of Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
Jelly Roll.
Can you explain that to me? I don't understand.
It's like pop country.
I think Jelly Roll in the things I've seen him, like little clips I've seen him, he seems like a nice person.
Yes.
His music is horrible.
Right.
Well, at least his voice is, in my opinion.
Right.
But do you, like,
he sings
I don't
that
get
song,
it.
I only talk to God when
yeah,
I
that's
need
like
a favor.
One. That's a fine song.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
But I just don't get it. He won
Nashville,
like a ton of awards.
Yeah. It's Nashville trying to be cool again.
I don't
again.
Get it.
Yeah. It's and they just, Nashville so wants to be cool. And the thing is, there's so many cool people in Nashville and country people that don't even have to try. And it's just, that's what I think it is. It's just that.
I'm like, how are you putting this trash singer up here when you have so many good people?
And the best ones are the women right now, to be honest.
I know. Well, like Lainey Wilson won like every award.
Yep.
But the thing is, Morgan Wallen didn't win any, which is
he
just
didn't?
Great. No, none.
That's absurd.
Which is just, okay, it's obviously rigged.
That's crazy.
Yeah, none, zero.
Was that like Zach Bryan and...
No, he didn't win any either.
Morgan Wallen didn't win Entertainer of the Year.
Morgan Wallen didn't win anything.
He's selling out.
Zach Bryan didn't win anything.
What?
Nothing.
That's wild.
Who won?
Lainey Wilson won everything.
Yeah. Jelly Roll.
And Jelly Roll won everything.
Heart, lack, truck.
It's
because
he's like, I don't know. They're characters, you know?
Who's that? Jelly Roll?
Both of them are.
Do you think they have an idea of what character they want and find the person that fits that?
They just.
Like ex-gangster,
they know that he can make money.
Yeah.
From like, because he's gonna bring in more people than well, and I don't think he would, but
I don't know. Morgan Wallen's selling out.
I know, but like, it's just
stadiums.
Like, I don't know. It's just they want this guy because they think he's the most entertaining.
Yeah,
I bet that's what my
Good for him. I mean,
you know, yeah, there you go.
I guess, but like,
that's
just it's just annoying.
Very good for him, but not good.
It's just like annoying. It's like, why are we like?
Well, it's like when Adele releases an album, and when like.
Let's
Cardi B releases an album.
Yes.
It's like, we know who wins.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still. I don't dance now.
What are you saying, Luke?
Money.
What are you saying?
That people will pick the trash over the gold. Mm.
I'm saying that Adele's the real artist and would sell out
because
stadiums.
They're trying to do, I don't know what they're trying to prove. I don't know. I don't get it. I mean,
industry
Jelly
plants.
Roll's kind of like, I don't know. I've just heard certain things. He has a bad lifestyle, in my opinion. In most people's opinion,
jail.
Like jail. Years. His wife's like a hooker, you know.
Hey.
She is.
Whoa. Like right now?
Like she actually is one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So just things like that where I'm just like, what are they trying to like? Why are they like praising this human?
Why is she still?
Don't ask me, man. I'm not living their life.
She likes the business.
But all I'm saying is,
I gotta get out of the house.
I'm like, why are they like promoting this person?
I'm so bored.
Who's like pretty immoral? I don't know. I just don't get it. Like very like in your face immoral.
Showbiz.
And makes,
don't get me started.
And makes
showbiz,
trash
baby.
Music.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I realized about a lot
I don't get
of
it.
People.
I don't get it.
What
is that? It's just there's a lot of simple people. And there's a lot of simple music for simple people. And they just kind of like, it's like the same people who like WWE.
Whoa.
We're crossing,
the
WWE we're crossing
is
too many
basically
lines.
Real.
No. Right. I'm not saying that those two are overlapping.
Those guys put their lives on the line
saying,
day in and day out for
what's
your
next?
Entertainment,
that,
buddy.
What's next? You say you don't like Applebee's or Olive Garden or Chili's?
Look, those are the three best restaurants in the world.
What's next? You're going to say that you don't
they
go to...
They were voted best restaurants.
Look, I'll in the magazine. I'll take a Denny's All-American Grand Slam.
What's next, Big Chunky?
We know you like all three of those, Big Chunky, don't ya?
Sorry, that was too far.
Right. Let's get
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
Good. Cameo.com, everybody.
Oh, me too. I started one as well.
Sweet. Also, thanks for tagging us in your Spotify Wrapped. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, we'll be back at a different date. I'm trying to say. I felt like, no.
This has been, I think we need to do this. People of sending reviews. This will take 1 minute.
Sweet.
We'll need to do a review really quick.
Do the song. We're fine. We can do as long as we want.
Should I do all of them?
Whatever you feel.
This has been podcast.
It's time for this week's top three reviews of the week.
Pod is great, but bro just takes month-long breaks with no warning all the time. It gets annoying.
Month-long?
You take 1 week off, and it's mayhem. Don't tend to think about the podcast. It's so funny and reminds me of my family. We sit around and talk about random things and carry on and laugh. It's so wholesome and funny. If people want an interview podcast, they can listen to something else. Keep it up, y'all.
There you go.
Good job, everybody.
There you go.
And then two more. I dreamed to have this type of banter with my family. It's hard being the only funny one. Love the pod. It starts my week full of giggles. Cute. And finally, just bring back Bob Smiley.
Really?
Just bring him back.
Bring him back.
Just bring back Bob Smiley.
I don't know if Bob
he'd come back.
I think he's a great podcast guy.
Just I think bring me back and Bob should do a podcast alone.
That would be awesome. You could easily just call up Bob and he'd be here.
Last time he'd be here.
Well, should I fly him in?
Get Bob on here.
Get Bob on here.
You should really get some of your friends on here.
I haven't seen Bob in years.
Well, you guys are great. You guys are really good.
Yeah, but they're your boys.
Well, they're my boys, but you guys are my boys too.
Brandon, where's he been? I haven't seen him in years.
Who?
Brandon's great.
Brandon's working at a print shop.
Johnny W.
Yeah, he manages a print shop.
Nice. Johnny W.
W's opening for Bergazzi.
I saw that.
Good for him. That's awesome to hear.
He's doing great.
That's awesome.
He's funny. He opened for you for your special.
That's amazing.
And I mean, he keeps his like 15
he did better
minutes.
Than you did.
He did.
Yeah.
He's really funny. Yeah, he's really good.
I'm joking.
No, he's with Nate, he's like, they did some kind of Knoxville show. It was like 6,000 people there.
That's awesome. That amazing. Makes me so happy for
him. Oh, yeah. Johnny's just he's a mensch. He's a wonderful guy. Okay. I tell you what. I mean,
Streblo.
I'm not making any money.
Gotta get Streblo on.
Streblo would come in a heartbeat. He would come in a heartbeat. Oh. You guys like Darren?
Oh, we love Darren.
He'll be happy to hear that.
People want a Caleb Mabry reunion.
Caleb was great.
Yeah.
And he's getting married.
Getting married.
So he's not going to.
We're going.
We'll be there.
Okay. Will you tell him I said hi? And,
I will.
And I love them both. He and his and Cameron. Dustin. Cameron?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Dustin.
We love Dustin Nickerson.
Dustin, yeah.
Awesome.
Love Dustin.
Okay.
Dustin's
well, killer. I'm.
Mike.
Who's Mike? Oh, yeah.
Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Johnson?
Which one?
Mike?
No, you know Mike.
No, there is a Mike.
Yeah.
Like Mike, like your friend?
He's not my. We're colleagues.
We're colleagues. So yeah, and listeners, just Mike, if you have any suggestions about who we should possibly have on the show, let's just send them in.
Let's go into a guest. You know, maybe next year's our guest year.
Guest year,
2024.
And how are we going to pay for that?
Oh, do we have to pay people to do that?
Well, I mean, you got to fly them in.
I didn't even think about it.
They would do it, but I'm not going to do that.
There, you know.
What if they're touring here?
Well, I'll see what I can do. Kids.
Just tell them you'll make some. Tell them you make some acorn brownies.
Yeah.
Tell them they can eat as many acorn brownies as they possibly can.
Tell them they can take a swim
in your slime tub.
My slime tub is pristine now. Yeah, I figured it out.
That's great.
I just can't. It is nice.
Them.
I just have to dump chlorine in the dumb thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it works.
It's not slimy. It's not as slimy.
Yeah, it was nasty. It was like a French onion soup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can go for a French
onion. Let's
go
have some acorn balls in the slime bucket.
I have to eat so much food.
Let's have a good night and put a projector on the slime ball with an acorn bucket.
are you?
Let's go boil up a big old slime ball in a big old hot dog bowl.
This is Luke every day.
Let's chop up hot dogs.
Hot dog bowl, slime bucket.
Wait, because we know Luke. We know Luke likes to chill. We know Luke likes to chill.
Luke's purpose in life is chill.
Yeah. Why not? Everyone should chill out. Just slow down. No, what's the most important thing you're doing today?
This isn't as funny when I retell this story, because I tried to retell this to Dad, and it just was not funny.
But
to me, it was hilarious, because he was saying how he was talking to his coworkers about their purpose and their meaning in life, and Luke said, my purpose in life is to chill. And I was like, oh, so not like your family or your wife.
No, I agree with
that. Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
That's
so
sick.
I'm going to try to find that. I think Beastie Boys had an album called License to Ill. Chill. That's going to be License to Chill. That's your new moniker.
But here's the thing. Yeah. Is people are just trying to chill.
Yeah, it's why like, not just chill?
They're drinking. What's your It's like they want to retire so they can just chill.
So I can just
work hard so you don't have to.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. I dig that. I dig your vibe.
Everyone just chill
Chill,
out.
Everybody.
Everyone chill. Bye, y'all.
See ya.
The devil tried to block me, tried to stop me, but no, no. Tried to steal my blessing, but God said, oh, no, no. I'ma send some angels to help my remnant.